Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ah. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20. He's up in Flowery Branch. He's our Falcons beat reporter. And we're an hour away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open for you at 404-726-0929. The back page with Bo just mere moments from now.
And what would be your assessment? Say you got a partner in jail, right?
Okay.
And you saying, bro, be home soon. Bro, be home soon.
Okay.
How many years you thinking?
If I was saying that, if I was tweeting, bro, will be home soon.
Yeah.
I probably would be thinking within the calendar year.
Okay.
Or if it's late in 2025, maybe next year. Okay. Like we're looking forward to 26.
All right, they're talking about this dude.
Because bro's coming home.
This dude, Tay-K.
Tay-K. Okay.
This dude is his bro. I guess, you know, he talked to him on the phone in prison, right? And he's like, yeah, man, I'll be home soon. You got 55 years. And he probably just started serving it.
Yeah.
So soon is not 55 years.
Not for humans.
I got 50. I'm locked up. I got 55 years. I'll be home soon. Unless there's some evidence or something.
Right, maybe. Unless they've got a good new case.
I don't think he got. I don't.
Or they got could be a plan in place.
Yeah, maybe there's a breakout plan.
Maybe there is. Maybe he's gonna be like
old Shawshank
boy.
Thing.
We had old boy that was out for a while. Got caught here in Atlanta. Got caught in Atlanta
because he wasn't laying low correctly.
Yeah, man.
That man might have been free forever,
dude.
Now he would have had to live a very a nervous life looking over his shoulder.
Right.
But I'd rather be looking over my shoulder out there than in there.
Hell yeah.
He got put back in there because he was having a domestic dispute in the middle of the street.
Like, real?
Come on,
man. But yeah, I'll be home. Yeah, man. Bro, be home real soon. Not 55 years.
If he was a... If he was an oak tree, 55 years is pretty soon. You know? It just depends on your perspective. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah.
That's always my thing. Free me. Free him. Now he's guilty.
Actually, I kind of don't want him.
No, I kind of want him to stay his ass in jail.
Last time he was out here, he was murdering folks.
Yeah, free Take K.
I feel safer with him in there.
Leave this food in jail. Talk about some free him.
Yeah, if I was saying somebody's going to be home soon, I would be talking about within the year.
His release date has been updated.
Oh.
Yes.
To when?
August 8th, 2099.
It's this century.
If that guy makes one mistake in there, he's in there till the year 20.
And now you going down his
word. I almost said 3,000, but that would have been longer than that.
Going, hey, now, carry the one.
You're going down, you going down
23.
His
wormhole. 23. Hey,
you're going down his wormhole. He 19,915 days until TK is free. He got some joints.
I hope learn
how to play the harmonica.
That's right.
Learn how to make the harmonica and homemade hooch.
Get good at reading. All right. Let's get to the back page.
Free him. No, leave him in jail.
2100. Man, that math is kicking my ass on that 99-year sentence. All right.
It's a pruno.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Braves making all kinds of moves yesterday. Y'all mentioned bringing back Iggy. They traded for Mauricio Dubon. So if you need to feel any better about this trade, Who says they aren't bringing pop to the shortstop position? Mauricio Dubon had more home runs last year than Nick Allen and Orlando Arcia combined.
But two?
Seven. How many home runs did Nick Allen and Orlando Arcia have combined?
Three.
That's what I said. I mean, was it two?
And they were all hit by Orlando Arcia. Hey. So, hey, man.
And none of them here. They were all hit when he played for the Rockies.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. So, when the air is thin.
How many hit, Bo?
Which one? Dubon?
Yeah.
Seven. If you combine them, they got just as many home runs as Juice hit last year.
And for those who may not know, Juice is Bo's 11-year-old daughter. Yes. who is a power hitter, for sure, in softball.
Braves also announced yesterday they are going to be playing in the Little League Classic on August 23rd in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, at the site of the Little League World Series. So that's pretty cool. They're going to be playing the Milwaukee Brewers, where they will be the visiting team at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field in Williamsport. So that'll be pretty cool.
Nice.
Very cool.
Little road trip up there for any Braves fans that want to go check out Little League World Series.
That was a shame that they were so sorry last year and couldn't have a nice crowd that damn race car thing.
Oh, and then the weather was so bad.
Yeah, it bad, everything.
Yeah, they had to play the next day. Yeah, that was a real shame.
Yeah.
That was kind of a whole like microcosm of the season, the way that thing went. But cool idea.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Really cool
idea,
but. Although the hats were a little not my favorite.
I liked it.
No, there were flames.
Did I like that?
Yeah.
No.
Flame hat?
I wasn't as against him, I think, as you were.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I was so against him. I really didn't like it.
It just looked a little truck stoppish.
Yeah, it looked like you'd get it at the gas station.
It like came with an order of Hot Wheels.
Yeah, it did. There we go. That's why. We nailed it.
So Sam Jackson, as we know, is a devout Falcons fan. Things aren't going all that well for
What? Always put the L in there.
Oh, it's not. Can't call him Sam Jackson?
Mm-mm.
Sam L. Jackson?
Yep. Thank you.
Or do I have to say Samuel?
Samuel.
I like Samuel L. Jackson, like the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Sam Jackson's mean. You might want to get him confused with any other Sam Jacksons?
I did for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Samuel.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, you're for the country, you're like I'm for the country. Well, Samuel.
Samuel.
Samuel. Samuel.
You know what the L stands for?
Lamont.
Close.
Lamar.
Close.
Leroy.
Leroy.
Oh, okay.
Nailed it.
He looked like a damn Leroy,
he does,
too.
Yeah. So I'm so glad it's not like Leslie or something like that. Samuel Leroy Jackson.
That's a boy.
Hell yeah.
So Samuel Leroy.
He sound like he cuss. Yeah. Your name's Samuel Leroy.
So Samuel.
So true.
Was on Kimball yesterday talking about who he roots for in the National Football League. The Falcons did come up, and he also roots a little bit for his son.
Yeah, I can't not be a Falcon fan, but I cheer most for the Baltimore Ravens because Lamar Jackson is my bastard son.
Wow, that's news.
That's what everybody thinks. So.
That's some late breaking news.
I roll with that, you know.
Do people really think he's your son?
Of course, there's all kinds of sad pictures of us online. And
really?
He was at Louisville, he used to sit next to Samuel, so it would be Samuel L. Jackson on the back of their jerseys when they were on the bench.
I remember that.
I like that.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's
great
nice
for me.
Yeah, I remember that.
The pictures are, people handpicked the perfect pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
But the pictures they picked, they kind of look a little alike.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Samuel.
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 Look at that. You see that?
Let's see.
Like that one specifically right there. Like that's young Samuel and that's Lamar, right? Like that's, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, pretty. I might have to look that one up. So, after Darnell Washington went full Beastquake mode on Sunday, just pushing folks up out of his way, the St. Browns had him on their podcast. If y'all had to take a guess, what would you say Darnell's weighing in at these days?
311 pounds.
Dang it, Randy.
I take it you've seen the clip.
How much do you weigh?
Yeah, bro. I got to ask, bro. Because you look at
the internet, yeah. 260. I'm bro. Like, not 260.
He won 260.
I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but I know.
Bro, what do you
know.
Mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
And that was the funny part.
No. He tried to get away.
Look, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah.
I'm 311.
I knew it.
I knew it, bro.
That's what made it funny because they caught him in that lie.
Right.
Now you get weighed.
He could have lied to me and I wouldn't have known.
Yeah,
that.
We know. We get weighed in. Yeah. We get weighed in every Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Every Thursday or Friday, which is the funniest thing to wear.
What happens if you're the wrong weight?
It's like 350 a pound.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, that's why I said there's nothing funnier than weigh-in day for the fat boys because they be having that damn sauna and steam room on blast. And that damn Nick Saban, most pettiest dude in the world. He made them cut it off on Thursday.
He would turn the sauna off?
Yeah, he make the equipment guys turn them off.
So they couldn't sweat
it out? So they
couldn't
sweat it out?
Wow.
Oh, it's just wrong. And then you have, just wrong.
Wow.
So if you come in too heavy, what would he do?
Yeah, they find you.
Just fine. You're right. Yeah. Oh, in college too?
350?
Or just at the Dolphins?
No, not in college. But in NFL, 350 a pound?
I guess they can find them now in college.
There's no grace range?
Mm-mm.
You got to be on the number?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
One way you're not going to eat the number is by eating tacos. Here's my guy, Scat, on how he eats a taco.
Do you, turn your head to eat a taco?
Who the hell is he talking to?
Or turn the taco for you? Are you dominant to the taco, or does the taco, do you turn your head for the taco?
So which way do y'all eat a taco?
That's a funny way of saying it. Remember those old Taco Bell commercials where it was Taco Neck Syndrome, and Shaq and Hakeem
had their heads like that? How do I eat a taco?
They had the Manning's head Guy Fieri on
Monday
night. I
guess I meet it in the middle.
And you kind of got to meet it in the middle. There's no way you cannot. You got to be dominated by the taco.
No.
You can't turn the taco. That's what he's saying he does.
You know what?
Full turn?
I don't eat.
Turn the taco, everything's going to fall out.
I eat soft tacos.
No,
I don't turn. I don't turn with no soft taco. You go straight in. I don't need to make that motion.
Yeah, we're
not on the internet.
So good that we're not streaming on video today. Because I just did a whole performance.
Y'all both did.
Come on, man. TV with that one.
Where are we at with the streaming, please?
We're good.
No, I don't get dominated by no damn meat. Tacos.
So you turn the taco doesn't turn you?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good.
Yeah, man. God dang it.
That's the best thing since I can smell yams.
Yeah. God dang it.
I got a meat question for you for later, by the way.
I don't really want to answer right now.
Glad you brought it up.
Reminded
me.
Yeah.
Panthers travel to San Francisco or, somewhere close to there on Monday night. Here's Xavier Leggett talking about going to prime
time. Are you serious? That's the Monday night game?
I don't know what it feels like to play on a Monday, whatever time the guy
playoff contenders.
So, I'm just trying to see what that's about. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's crazy. That's how them folk made the skis.
Are you excited for it?
For surely.
What?
For surely.
For surely.
He's for surely excited to play a 7:30 game on primetime.
Is he the game or the flight out there?
What do you mean?
What is he talking about, traveling to California?
He's just talking about playing in primetime in general. He's been in the league 2 years and he has never played in primetime.
Got you. Okay.
Well, he played pretty damn good
last weekend. He was damn good for a guy who's, they say, struggling.
Yes.
But just play the damn Falcons.
What was that phrase we tried to say that we're not? We don't want to be, but
get right.
Yeah, you can get right with the Falcons.
Play them down, Falcons.
And I will say, obviously, the first reaction is that's a crap matchup on Monday night.
No, it's not.
49ers are 7-4, and
49ers held it together.
Panthers
now
are
6-5. They still just don't have any weapons to throw.
Yep.
Uh oh.
That was a good one. Now I'm hungry for a taco.
Man.
Taco does sound very good right now.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, man. Hey, Abe, you got the app. Order some tacos.
What's a good...
You got Venmo app?
You got a what?
That was...
Do I have a Venmo app?
That was aggressive. Order some tacos,
Abe. Some damn tacos, Abe.
I wanna...
You know what? You can get some tacos tomorrow. Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come join us.
They do have a taco option.
I get it every time.
That's true.
I get it every time.
I want to cook something on the egg on Saturday.
Okay.
But I don't want to cook, I don't want to have, an eight-hour deal.
Okay.
I want it, 2 or 3 hours.
Okay.
What's the right thing?
Put a slab on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay.
You put a slab on it.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Can you cook pizza in those things?
I haven't in a while. We got a pizza stone.
Yeah.
And you done it yet?
Haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I've done very little on that thing. Yeah. The options are unlimited. I've done very little.
Yeah, just throw a slab on it.
That's a good idea. Yeah. There you go. Saturday planned. Thank you. See, that was my meat question.
There it is.
We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.